This is Adam.
Hi, Adam. Adam, good morning to you. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Of course, we spoke yesterday regarding branding your business directly on Google. I did send that email out to you. I wanted to see if you had a chance to take a look at it, see if I could answer any questions you might have.
I did take a look at it.
Okay.
This morning.
Good. Okay. I did send like an example of what your website could look like. Obviously, it would be specific for your company, your pictures, your motto, your slogan, everything like that. Did you have any questions, though? I know we kind of covered a lot yesterday.
Right, right. Not necessarily. Would you mind pulling up that email and showing me where I could see what my website would look like? That's the only thing I did not find.
Right. I mean, there's an example of a website on there, but I mean, obviously,
I don't see the link. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it's on there, but I don't know which link it was.
Right.
Example of, okay, here it is. Well, I guess I didn't look hard enough. I found it.
Yeah, it's there. So,
yeah, not questioning that. I just didn't see it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. You know,
it is a flat rate. You know, it is $249, and that's the exact amount. Bills once a month for that amount, so very easy to budget for. You know, it always would be the exact amount of $249 on the same day of every month, so you know exactly what to expect. You know, the setup fees waived too, so even that first month is that flat rate.
I'm sorry, give me one sec. I'm getting rained on over here.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Let me get out of this rain.
Sure.
All right, I got you now.
Perfect. So, I mean, you can see from that example, and of course, yours would be specific to your company. Our websites are, you know, exactly what customers want to see, and it's exactly what Google wants to see. It's mobile optimized, so, you know, depending on the size of the screen, it's going to stack on itself. There's no pinching or sliding, just that downward scroll, which is exactly what Google wants to see and what customers like for their experience with a website. There's a gallery. We can put your photos on there. Those photos can be updated at any time. You can also update services, you know, add a holiday or a promotional special, senior discount, military discount, whatever, for a specific service you want. You know, we can always make those changes, or you can make those changes too. I think I did tell you there's a website editor tool that you'd have access to, so you can always make changes to your website on your own or have us make those changes. And of course, there's no cost for that. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the sites included, as well as, of course, that initial construction.
Yeah, very cool.
And then, I mean, it seems like something that you'd want to try. I mean, obviously, it is month-to-month. So it's month-to-month, and it is month-to-month for a good reason. We have to get your phone ringing. We have to keep your phone ringing. We have to really earn your business 1 month at a time. And, I mean, obviously, you know, for the services you provide, especially at that reduced rate of $249, I think one job would offset the cost of the service and certainly justify having that website. Again, it does come with the Facebook ads, that Facebook retargeting campaign. So someone in your area, they do a search on Google or Bing, they search for flooring company near me or flooring installation or any of the keywords related to your services. Then later that day or later that week, they're on their Facebook page just in their downtime doing whatever they want to do. They're going to have those retargeting ads, and your business will pop up as one of those options. So they start to think, oh, yeah, I remember. I recognize. I mean, your business name is quite memorable, especially when someone sees it again, right? It's a unique name that most people don't come across every day. So then they see that Facebook ad, and they see your name again, and they're like, oh, yeah, I remember seeing him on the first page. They start to think, oh, I got to call somebody, and the universe is telling me to call this guy. You know, maybe the universe is, maybe the universe isn't, but certainly Google and Facebook are telling them to call you, and you're going to get those calls. You get those calls directly to you. They dial your phone number. Everything's got the click-to-call feature, and again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. And of course, it does not conflict at all with Angie. If you end up keeping Angie, that's totally fine. You know, the two of them don't conflict. If you do find, like a lot of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, that you can scale back on paying for those leads, that's even better, right?
Yep. Totally gotcha. I like it. I like it. I think we should go with it.
And then, you know, the phone number that we're speaking on now, I mean, obviously it's a smartphone. This is the number, too, that you want your customers to call, right? This is going to be the business number, the one you want on your website?
That's correct.
Okay. And is it also, Adam, the best number for us to reach you regarding your
account?
Yes, sir.
This is my personal cell and business cell. I mean, you know, I'm going to keep it that way for now until you know, I thought about getting two phones, but you know, we'll see how it goes. It's not to that to the extreme yet. So,
if it does ever change, just let us know. Anything can be updated, the phone number, anything like that. Now, I'm not sure I did ask you, but the address that I did see, the 390 Southeast Tranquila Avenue. I mean, you're service based, right? No one ever comes to you. You go out to the customer, so that's probably not an address you would want for your business online, right? You don't want people to see that address, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. So that's one of the factors that I come across is, you know, anytime somebody searches Wyda Flooring, my address pops up because I have to give an address and I don't have a physical storefront.
Well, I mean, so that's your residence, I take it then, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
So
for Google, I mean, first of all, Google fully expects service-based businesses to be run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. It's usually an exception if they maintain a storefront because most of the time, you know, there's no reason to have that. People don't even come to you. You always go out to the customer to perform the service. So Google wouldn't want to list your home address any more than you would. They don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door because most of the time you'll be out in the field. So you'll actually just be listed city and zip code, not even your physical, city and state, not even your zip code, and certainly not that street address. And then anywhere that address is out there, we can hide it. We can remove it because it really shouldn't be out there online. Customers shouldn't see that.
How do you do that?
So again, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And because it is, you know, a home address, we would remove the address from those locations that it's listed. The one thing we couldn't touch would be the home advisor because it is something completely separate. But any of the directories that Google actually indexes, you know, like for search engine optimization, we would be able to remove that address. You know, obviously, it's not an address that you want online. I don't.
That's a big thing. You know, that's definitely a big thing. If you're telling me that, you know, under your platform, it wouldn't be shown up and, you know, put all over the world. I'm a personal person.
Yeah.
So, you know, exactly. I don't want my stuff all over the internet, you know, and that even boils down to me putting stuff on my van. You know, I have a work van, obviously, and, you know, I wanted to put my business logo on it and use it as a marketing tool because it's literally a big white billboard. So,
right, exactly.
You know, and I didn't want to put at the time. I didn't understand how it worked. So I was like, you know, I don't want to put my company name on the side of the van and people say, you know, oh, let me look them up. And then boom, there's his address. And, you know, I live in South Florida and there's a lot of crazy people down here. You know, you run into even stupid stuff like road rage and stuff, you know, someone could just look at my business name. It's really that simple, you know. All you gotta do is look at my business name, find my address, and follow me. You know, like I don't need people knowing where I live, you know. There's a couple things on the internet where, you know, they could search it and find it. They could search my name and find my address. But, you know, I can't change that. But as far as work and putting on you know, the platform with you guys, if there's
right.
a way to not have my address on there, man, that would
absolutely. Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. And
let's do that for sure.
Prefers it to be that way. So I'll make sure that it's a hide address. Again, it's just going to be city and state, not even your zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then we can really target anywhere. We don't draw a big circle around you for your radius. We'll talk to you. One of the things that we'll do next is a follow-up call. We call it a client interview. So one of our technicians is going to want to talk to you about your service area, talk to you about all your services you want to be found for. You know, we can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you want to be found. If there are places even right around the corner, 5, 10, 15 miles away, you know you don't want to go, we don't run your ads there. So you're not going to get phone calls from the people in places you don't want to service. So again, very targeted marketing. Oh, Tara never did get your last name. I just wanted to make sure. I mean, is it like the business name?
That is my last name, Swajda, S-V-A-J-D-A.
Just wanted to make sure, and the email address is available to
you. You know, going forward, I might want to change that business name.
Sure.
You know, that was I understand it's an easy process, but I'm just letting you know that okay. I would imagine in the future that I'm going to change it. It's not a great business name, in my opinion. You know, it's unique, like you said a few minutes ago. But
it does make people look twice, know. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
and they recognize
I think there could be a lot better name. So I just use that because my previous, up till now, my business name is really irrelevant in my type of work.
Sure.
You know,
they
know me. They know me. That's just who they write the check to. You know?
Right.
When I set up my business, you know, they said, "Oh, what do you want your business name to be?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know. I didn't want to use a cheesy, corny,
right.
business like we do it all floors or something crazy
yeah.
like that." You know, I just my last right. name boring. You know, but that'll get changed sometime here soon.
Okay. Sure.
Especially,
I'll put
you know. Now that I am marketing, I will be marketing, that it makes more sense to, you know,
absolutely.
Have an interesting business name, because I know in my experience that whenever I see an interesting business name and, you know, the website looks cool, it really all ties
sure.
it together. As
it does.
As,
it really does.
Using
yeah, it kind of ticks all the boxes that potential customers look for. And yeah, I mean, like I said, we can always update that information down the line, and it's a great, like you said, a great time to do that if you want to. It doesn't have to be done now, but you'll have that platform. You'll have all the directories. You'll have the website. You'll have the verified listings on Google and Bing. And then, you know, that's where that NAPW audit comes in. And we would, you know, in that case, be changing the name and make sure it's the same new name everywhere across the board. Now, if you don't have any questions for me at this point, like I said, I would do, well, a couple of things. One, I would schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer. We do want to get that information. That helps us build out your website, and of course helps us make sure that we're promoting your business the way you want to be listed. You know, any motto or slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in that follow-up call. And then, Adam, the other thing that I am required to do, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case, we're waiving your setup fee, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're including the website at no additional cost, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Adam, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, though, before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Read away, sir. I totally understand.
All right. Give me just 1 second, then, to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Adam, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you currently want it to be branded online?
Name of the business is Swida Flooring, LLC.
Okay. Like I said, we can change that at any time. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Adam Swida. I'm the owner of the business.
Okay. And then, Adam, as the owner of the business, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
And what is that now?
Oh, the non-contractual agreement, it means that it is month-to-month, no contract, but you are authorized to make this financial marketing purchase on behalf of the company.
Yes, sir, that is correct. I am aware of that.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Adam, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since, of course, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Adam, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir. Of course.
Perfect. Perfect. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, of course, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Again, we are already aware of Angie, but we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, especially if and when you do change the business name, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think will also create online content for your company, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Adam, that's fair enough, right?
That's fair. I don't imagine myself doing that.
Okay, perfect.
I think with the help of me and you that, you know, we'll be able to make a good website.
Right.
That's for myself.
Yeah, that's actually the answer that I prefer. I mean, obviously, it's a lot easier to do things the right way than it is to have to clean up something that somebody else did. But like I said, it's not like we're saying you can't hire somebody else. But we definitely do want to make sure with that NAPW audit that your information is always accurate. We do it in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, Adam, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the cost of the service itself, waiving your setup fee, with it being month to month, and, of course, with that website included, this next part reads as follows. It says the payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 2nd of August, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And again, Adam, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included as well. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. Again, that custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 2nd of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $249, once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply calling our client support team. Adam, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Adam, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, but I have a quick question as far as pausing my...
Okay, yeah, great.
When I pause it, what does that do to my website? Does that change anything on the website?
No. So when it is paused, and you can pause it for any reason for any number of months, right? When it is paused, we do not actively optimize or update anything. We don't take anything down either. The one thing that we do pause, though, would be the Facebook ads, because obviously the Facebook ads comes out of the 249 budget. So if it's paused, the Facebook ads are paused too, but that's it. Nothing else gets taken down, but of course we don't optimize it while it's being paused. If it's paused for like an extended period of time, like 3-4 months or something like that, it starts to be kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to like a downhill. You can keep going. Obviously you're going to maybe even pick up speed for a little bit, but eventually you'll slow down. So if it's paused for like more than 3 or 4 months, you would slowly start to see your placement like trickle down a little bit. Doesn't happen immediately, but as long as you're an active client, it's our job to keep it on that first page. So we don't charge you when it's paused. We don't charge you after the fact. Everything is paused, including the billing.
Understood.
Okay. That concludes the voice verification. Adam, that initial payment of $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Let's see what it is here. I believe it's a Visa, but double check. It is a Visa.
Okay, perfect. And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's both. It is a this is my business credit card that I have with Truist, and you know, on the card, on the front of the card, it has my first and last name, Swider Flooring LLC.
Okay, so your name and the business name, and you said just first and last name for you, no middle initial?
No, sir.
Okay, and then Adam, you said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4, all Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4046?
Yes, sir.
0120?
Okay.
0889?
Okay.
2187.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/26.
11/2026. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
607.
607. So I've got 607, 607 on the back. I've got November or 11/2026 for the expiration date. Adam, was the card itself 4046? 0120-0889-2187.
Correct.
Okay. And does that fill out the home address, the 390 Southeast Tranquila Avenue?
It is affiliated with the home address, yes.
Okay, that's 34983. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure. Let me grab one in just a second here.
Let me know when you're ready.
I am ready.
Okay. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. 1-800-273-2225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. Adam, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, again, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive that text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Again, we do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like I could actually get you in at 11 o'clock. There is also a 12, 1, or 2. And then it looks like this afternoon there's actually at least one spot available at, 4, 5, or 6 o'clock. Did you want something kind of as soon as possible or maybe later on?
As soon as possible. As soon as possible rather than later in the day.
Perfect. So the 11 o'clock one. It'll be scheduled from 11 to 12. The call itself would get to you pretty close to 11 o'clock and take about a half an hour after that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call, although I'll try to keep my line open at that time. Either way, they're going to call you. They'll take really good care of you. And then whether I'm on that follow-up call or not, I did want to add a little bit of extra protection, just another layer of security here, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with your business, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then, Adam, this is even more important, especially like a week from now. Once your website is active and online, if you do in fact start getting phone calls from people either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're Local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, just let them go. If you start getting phone calls from someone outright saying you need to pay more money for your Google listing, please do let them go. Again, that's not us. The voice verification was recorded and attached to your account, and it is for your protection. It clearly states that bills on the second of the month were exactly $2.49 and not a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I would say first pet's name.
First pet? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Rocky.
Rocky?
Okay. Rocky, as in the movie. Yeah.
Gotcha. Got to type it in twice. Okay. You're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message? Okay, perfect. So let me just refresh my system. And it looks like the one that you've gotten already is the one that I want you to see. The welcome email should be coming up in just a second here. But the one that you've got, if you can open it up, it's the Local Splash initial invoice. And then it does say something like, "Hello, Adam. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below." And then if you see in the body of the email, it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." Do you see that?
I see it.
Okay,
I do.
Perfect. So click on that. If you click on it, it opens up the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So everything that we went over in the voice verification provided here for you in writing. Now, you can scroll through it. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. But real quick, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people are searching on their smartphone. So we'll be mirroring the content on Bing. We do, of course, want you to get those phone calls as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. The website is included. And, of course, we're doing the Facebook ads, too. You'll see the long line that goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates your number and a couple of boxes. One, that you agreed to receive SMS or text messages. We certainly would want to text you, so please do click on that box. The other one, that you authorize that you're the signer of the card. Click that box too. You'll see a longer box. It's got an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. Click on that box and either type in or copy and paste your first and last name. It is case sensitive, so the A and the S in your last name capitalized. If you happen to copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after your name. But once you've got your name in that box, you'll see an orangish colored box that says confirm signature. Click on that box too, and then that'll do a few things. I mean, first of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've included the website, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card or set up a video or phone verification so that we can make sure that Google knows you're an active business in the local area. It does also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you have submitted that correctly when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when it takes you to that next screen.
I'm trying to click these boxes under the agree, and it's not letting me. I got one, but the other one, I can't get it to click. There we go. I pressed it 100 times.
Let's see.
Interesting. Can barely click that orange button.
You're on your phone, I guess, huh?
But I did. So the orange button has been clicked, and I'm on username and password login.
It's so far at the bottom. Sometimes when people turn their phone sideways, it pops up a little bit. Sometimes they can't even tell that it says confirm signature. Do they just see a little orange line? And that's why I always tell them it's the orangish longer one, not the gray one. So you can try to log in now, but I know you're just going to get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. The reason you're even being prompted to do that, our automated system, and it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. Neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first in this upcoming hour for us to create that content for there to be something to track. But you will, in the next day or so, receive by text and email your official username and default password that you can use to access once your tracking system is active. But when you get the welcome email, and it should be sent out in a minute here, our system sends out emails in bulk every couple of minutes. You should get the welcome email. It's got your username and your default password. I'm not sure. Let me see. I can pull up and see what it's about to send. And then you should get it in a second. But like I said, you don't have to try to do it now or just give you an error message. So it looks like the username is going to be your phone number. Area codes included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, that makes it 321-431-7505 as your username. Now, your username is the same in our system, so it can't be changed. Okay.
You mean 7595?
Yeah. Is that not what I said?
You said 05.
Oh, I'm sorry. I might have to refill my coffee cup. It's looking right at me, and I see it. I wonder why I said zero. So, no, I have 321.
But it is 9 under your...
Yes, 7595. That's exactly what I have. Yeah, I'm not sure why I read that wrong. I'd have to just clean that smudge on my glasses. It's right in front of my left eyeball. It's kind of annoying. And then the default password is going to be funvideo, F-U-N-V-I-D-E-O. You can change the password. The username could not be changed because it's in our system the same way, but easy enough for you to remember and easy for us to access. You can change that password, though, once you log into your system. Now, it's a little too short notice for our automated system to send out the reminder email. That usually goes out an hour prior to the client interview, but your client interview is in about 25 minutes, half hour at the most. I'm going to send you instead a calendar invite. It's just for your record. You don't even have to respond to it, but it's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. And then it's going to have your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, you're all set and squared away in my end. Like I said, I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you. It looks like you did get the other email, too. And just to go over it, you don't have to open it up real quick, but it'll make more sense when you do open it up. The one about action needed photos for your Google listing. You know, Google's made the process of being on that first page, even the process of being pin verified, just a little more comprehensive. It is all by design. Google wants to make sure that any company listed, especially on the first page, is an actual legitimate company that would provide those services when called. So if you can send us, it doesn't have to be everything on here, but any of those photos would help us expedite the process. Any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card or anything like that. Obviously, there's not like a real workplace, but you know, usually Google's fine with where you park your vehicle when you're not using it for work, just to make sure that you're local and things like that. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
I am insured, but not licensed. You know,
that's okay.
I don't need any license for flooring. You know,
yeah.
It's not like, you know, like an electrician where you know you need to have a license to work in certain developments and whatnot.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
I don't need. It's the thing about flooring. You don't need a license
right.
for anything really, unless you know. To my knowledge, you don't need it at all. And
yeah.
You would never
yeah.
do this. You know,
yeah,
but yes, I'm insured and, you know,
okay.
I actually have a very high insurance because,
okay.
one of my contractors, not price-wise, but,
yeah, sure. No, coverage-wise.
Liability-wise, it's,
right,
it's,
exactly.
it's rather high because a certain contractor does, really high-end work at high-end buildings and
nice.
I do work for them, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I won't have any issues with, the type of insurance I have as far
got
as
it.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, and as far as the license, I mean, like I said, it's just an automated email that goes out to everyone, and Google knows that it is case-specific depending on the area, depending on the industry. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you can send our way would be helpful. Let me get my client interview just a
little. Hold on 1 second, sir.
Okay.
Send your way how?
Oh, there's a link on there. You can use, if you open it up, there's a link that you can click on. It says url.localsplash.com/Google. You can click right on that link and then put any photos on there. Of course, our client interview technician can walk you through that too.
So really quick, I actually ended up being able to sign in. So
okay.
using that username and password, I signed in, and I did not save my password because I'm probably going to change that. But the first thing that pops up is, we're working on your account. Please check back in 2 to 3 business days.
Exactly.
If you want to add some photos, click here. So,
yeah. Yeah. So you can
do
that. You don't have to do anything now if you wanted to. Like I said, I was pretty sure that error message would pop up. Anything and everything can be sent to the support@localsplash.com email address. That's perfectly fine. We just forward it out to the right department. The photos department, it's photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. You can always email photos as well. But if you wanted to get started on that, fine. I mean, your client interview is going to start in about 15, 20 minutes anyway, so you can talk to our technician. But certainly any photos that you can send our way now will go on your website. And then, of course, like I said, you can either send us new photos down the line, or you can upload those to your client dashboard or even onto your website yourself at a later date, and we'll always make those changes free of charge.
So I can put photos on there on my own, is what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. That web,
I think it's a lot easier than me sending it to you guys. But
sure,
it's
you
really
can do that. Yeah.
So once
your tracking system is active and live, you'll see there's a website editor tool on there. So once you do have access to your tracking system, and of course, once your website is up and active, then you can access that and make those changes, add those photos.
Okay.
All right. You're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, should be about 15, maybe 20 minutes or so when our technician gives you that follow-up call. I'll put the notes in now, and if I do happen to still be between phone calls when our technician calls, I'll be on that call. It'd be nice to say a quick hello to you. Did want to be the first to say welcome aboard, though. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that going, getting your website up, getting your phone ringing. Of course, looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you, Adam. I hope I'm able to say a quick hello to you in about 20 minutes. If not, though, you have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. You too. I appreciate all your help.
Thanks a lot, Adam. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.